AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Attorney General Loretta Lynch travels to Baltimore to meet with police, local officials, and the family of the young man who died after being detained by police. Mark Smith has more.
After huddling privately with the family of Freddie Gray, Lynch told community and faith leaders she was in Baltimore to hold your hands and provide support. She was similarly encouraging in a meeting with police.
I know that we have struggles, and we are here to help you work through those struggles in the way that will hopefully be the best and most productive way for this department.
The Justice Department's among those probing Gray's death from a spine injury after he was detained. While Lynch says Baltimore's become a flashpoint in the debate about how police treat minorities, she's also inspired to see how many in the city have come together. Mark Smith at the White House.
The Islamic State group claims responsibility for Sunday's attack when two gunmen tried to shoot their way into a Texas civic center exhibiting cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. That is from the group's Al Bayan radio. Former FBI terrorism expert Clint Watts says the militant group seems to be following an Al-Qaeda blueprint.
Where it was do-it-yourself jihad, stay where you're at, conduct attacks at home. And while that sounds great and it makes a lot of news stories, in aggregate, it is a self-defeating strategy.
The two gunmen were shot dead by police after they opened fire with assault-style rifles. Now there are six declared candidates for the 2016 GOP presidential nomination. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who ran in 2008, wants to eliminate the federal income tax in favor of a consumption tax.
As president, I'll work to pass the fair tax, which would no longer penalize people's work.
Huckabee, a religious conservative, also sounded a populist note criticizing unbalanced trade deals by describing President Obama's immigration policy as a way to drive wages lower than the Dead Sea. This is AP Radio News. David Letterman's Late Show may be winding down. His band leader isn't.
Even this close to the end, Paul Schaefer is in denial.
Some of us are pretending there won't be a last show, so I'm not really going out of my way to find out what's on it.
Schaefer has been the band leader and sidekick for all of David Letterman's 33 years in Late Night, which end this month. Now he's at the, hey, this is the last time I'll do this stage.
It's hard not to do that. But it does make these shows, these last 13, 12 shows, whatever they are, pretty special.
Letterman's last appearance on The Late Show is May 20th. Stephen Colbert takes over the CBS time slot in September. Warren Levinson, New York.
UPS driver risks his life to rescue a man who had jumped into a river today in Rockford, Illinois. Police say Jeff Hermanson saw the man in the river, parked his truck, jumped in, and pulled him to shore. The man is hospitalized. Hermanson resumed his route after someone from work brought him some dry clothes. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.